one that has all of those inyanim in it. Zeluma said the one who's Oymed Keneged Yaakov is Esav, and it's in this Nekuda specifically that Esav is Misnagit. Mefutna used to say, I heard him once say, it says Esav is called Soir. Rashi says that Vayitbalu as Hakutoynes Bedam of a Soir. So Rashi says, because Domo is Doime Ledam Adam. In other words, the Dam of Esav, the Dam of a Seir, is Keneged, is Doime to the Dam of Adam. So there's a certain Zeluma said the two. And I want to try to explain that Nekuda, and it will give us a fisa and avana in what the Muhammad's Amalek is, Batsim, and so on. There's a medrash in the medrash Mishalach. It says, "Vayim Hashem Moishe Matitzak Elai Odechsev Tzaku Vashem Shama Maokein Ela Shnei Yerushes Hinchol Yitzchak LeShnei Bonav Hinchol LeYaakov Akoyil." Like it says, "Kolchol Yaakov Vilchol Esav Yadayim Shnei Yadayim DeEsav." It says, "BeEsav Oyim Mizgoya BiYerushasoy and Yaakov Mizgoya BiYerushasoy." Shnema Vanitzak Hashem El Hashem Elokei El Hasein El Haslov Hashem Noit Nascharoi. Esav is going to get Ischar, which is a punishment, and Yaakov Ischar, and so on. So there's a certain inyan over here of each one having a specific Yerusha. Each one's Yerusha, each one being Mizgoy of Yerusha, say. And let's talk a little about both of these inyanim. The Yadayim are the Kalim of Maisa, of the Olam HaMaisa, and when a person can earn his own mitzias, mi atzmoi, that's called the Yigia Kapayim. Yigia Kapayim is somebody that he is not totally in anyone else. So the Yadayim are the Kalim of that there has the mitzvahs of tachtoinim, as tachtoinim levad minutok from elyonim. The pair, it has no koyach be'etzim in this world, even though it consists of certain kalim in this world. But the pair, the ikka, is to be mavakish. The only way you can make a living with your mouth, if you're not a lawyer, is if you make an appeal, and you say, you're mischane, and you're mevakesh, and so on. So the kli of peh is a kli that's mevatel tachtoinim, and it's maimet tachtoinim as being nahamad kisuf in a certain sense. It's he has nothing. And the yadayim are the chelik that is a... that the hairs, the koyach, koyach yivoytzim yodi, yigia kapayim, and so on. So yadayim versus peh is this nekuda of which one is going where. The Avrom Avinu was connected chesed, and chesed is the yadayim. It's a sea of chesed, it's mice in this world. Yaakov would become Torah later, that was on Yoinim, and in the middle, the bracha of the middle one of Yitzhak got split in the middle. The emes is, if you think about it, the Umas HaOlam who ideologically were opposed to Klal Yisrael's Metzias made the following ideological argument. The Nazis, Yimach Shmon V'Zichrom, and their philosophy, and Nietzsche, the Yevonim to some degree, the Romans, their taina was like this. They said, a person grows up, he's strong, he's able, he can do what he wants to do. When you come along and you say, no, it's not nice, you're crushing, you're destroying a Metzias you're destroying its metzias. What do you mean? I can go and I can take what I want to take. I can steal the women I want to because I'm strong, I'm powerful. That's the metzias of this world. To take something and to twist its metzias, to destroy its metzias, is a pagam. In other words, ideologically, one of Hitler's highness was that the Jews imposed conscience on the world. It's an imposition. The strong, powerful pagan is realizing this world. We don't need. In other words, the natural philosophy of a person, the natural behavior of a person is that things should realize their metzias, and the metzias of a tough and strong, human being is Yadav Akov, Yadav Boy, and Yishalot. That is his metzias, and it's axiomatic that destroying something metzias is evil. It's wrong. When you put unnatural fetters on a person, every person wants freedom, every person wants to see it, and you're unnaturally fettering the human by putting all sorts of artificial rules and regulations. Just like everybody understands that in a jungle, the natural mahalach is the weaker animals die out, they become food for the stronger animals, and that's how the jungle lives and survives. That is the jungle. That's what a person is. And there's a certain, I mean, that's why the Greeks were very upset with Mila. If the way things are is the natural beauty, to take a human body and to cut it is an abomination. You're doing something bad to it. You're being pagan in something that was created. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it, yes. But that's the metzias of this world is a physical world, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted a physical world, he wanted it to create its metzias, and that is what it is. That was the taina of Esav. And Esav is Mizgoya b'berchasai. Hayadayim the Esav is a bracha. Yaakov deheres it. Yaakov's taina is not the cholzoi of the fat. Yaakov's taina is much deeper than that. Yaakov's metzias is called Yaakov chevel nachlosai. Yaakov is the rope that the Kashal the Lama Sefer Shachaim says. Yaakov is the Priya Chatichoy that goes through the all of them. Yaakov Avinu, the hairs of Tzuras Adam, very different than the hairs, than Esav the hairs. He's also made up. Everyone's made it that the mysterious of a thing should be realized to its greatest possibility. Yaakov, the hairs, the mysterious of Adam, as a ruach and a nefesh together, and a guf together. That's his the hair of Adam, and the nela, the mouth, is the sheirish of it. The mouth is the sheirish of it because the mouth is something which, like the Maral says all over, it's the only kli that's mechabed in a very clear way the pnim and the chutz. It's the thing that allows, it takes machshavas and expresses them through physical kalim. But that's only on a very halomedic oifen. It's not a full gili of it. The full gili is when you express that same inyan in your dime as well. So let's just recap it a second to the nekuda I want to bring out. It's not the pshat that Yaakov is machnia, the guf to the nefesh. It says the Yaakov is goya b'yirushosai. That's what it's about. Gaiva means he sees in it the realization of itself. Shenemba nitzak alashokev v'seinu, that's the realization of our metzias is that we have in ourselves, we're attached to something bigger than ourselves. That it's not that I'm dependent on an outsider for help. I'm dependent for, this is me because that's my metzias is simply Yada Richter HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he's Mizgoya, but it says Mikoy Godel Kashem Lakena Koyim Elo B'chol Kareinu. that we're a great God because we're craving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we declare HaKadosh Baruch Hu as an other, so then you're right. Then what do you want if your mommy to ask your mommy to help you? Muslim Adav Adayma. If somebody runs to his mommy to help him fight the other kid, it's a coward. But let's say somebody is a very bright kid, and he invents some sort of gun or klizayin that he pulls out when the young guy's attacking him and wins. So he's not going to say, well, you're a coward, you're not fighting with your hands, you're fighting with the special gun that you invented. I'm fighting with my head, it's my head, this is me, this is my Matthias. Your Matthias is only a pair of two hands. I have brains, and my brains are fighting you. When a person wins with strategy, he's not a coward. He's a chacham. He's winning because he's the chacham. It's only when you appeal to something that's outside or external or an altered Matthias, that's when you deher the thing.
I
I do is I take a different watch. I take the clock that's the master clock, and I sell it to, and I say, this clock is krum, it's 1 o'clock, and the master clock, it says it's 4 o'clock. So the word is, if your entire world is this world, emes is this world. So an emes says that you promised it to Esav, and you think Esav deserves a bracha, so that's the emes. And if somebody tries to twist it, he's twisting the emes. If emes lies in a tzustel, this world, Matthias, is a din, which means the ability to stell itself to a standard, and the emes lies on top, Yaakov was mechabed the emes to this world. The emes is that Yaakov is the b'chor, that the brachas belong to Yaakov. So the stelling suit this world to the emes lamala is emes. If you measure emes and sheker in this world parameters, if emes and sheker is on this world parameters, then you have a problem. This world, the way the things work out, it seems that Esav should get the brachas. But if your Matthias is stelling things to the way they should be lamala, that's a different Matthias. I want to go back to the main nekuda. The triumph of Yaakov against Esav, against Amalek, is not. It's the pshat, not that a person is the vatal daita HaKadosh Baruch Hu and does what he ought to do, the kfir. So then then Esav's taina is a good taina. A ben chayrin is we somehow the her axiomatically that a ben chayrin is that Chayrus is right, and Ben Chayrin is good, and Abdus is bad. Abdus is not a good Matthias. But if we deher the shlemus of the Matthias Adam, that Adam is the etzem, a three-tiered being. And if a person lives only, if the emes is dictated by his guf, and he stells suit to his guf's ritzinus, then he's cut off two-thirds of himself. So when a person is mechab himself tol yoinim, when a person listens to the emes outside, his metzias becomes a shleimistik of metzias. It's not the pshat he allows himself to be dictated by somebody else. His own metzias dehez itself, and that tzuras adam is a three-dimensional tzura. If he was to take everything just from the goof, then he wouldn't. Then he's not realizing his own metzias. Yaakov is misgoyah. He's not saying, well, I'm not so independent. I've got to touch base on Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's saying, my metzias incorporates a Kadosh Baruch Hu as well to it, into it. That's why Yaakov is misgoyah v'chalkei. The place where, you know, in the Nitzachim of Kaiser of Amalek that we had in Purim includes that the hair that it's the pshat the Klal Yisrael was the hair its metzias as being to something above it. And that's why there was a difference between the Kofleim Haki Gigis or over here. At the end of the day, they also were not in a pickle. It wasn't the Pshat Kilu that they were strolling along and they said, ah. I said, but there's a difference between when you deherit within yourself, when you deherit by introspecting and asking yourself, who am I? What am I? Versus HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling you who you are. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and he's Kreifa HaKigigis. Basically, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is you're being mifat yourself to an outsider, to something that came out milamah lamata. When Kaisel deherred it, then they deherred that their own Messias is a Messias mechuberes, a mechush. shares. So the ultimate in the nekuda of Ruchama Nitzachon is not whether we listen to Kadosh Baruch or not, but whether we're mizgoya b'yush haseinu or not. If a person is mizgoya b'fiv, understanding that lo yalechem levad yichyeh adam, that there's a that the person is much bigger, b'meila, realizing your tzura means incorporating all those shlavim, then a person that has that's where a person that has the emes against Amalek. Any shams?
Just I don't understand properly this nekuda of tefillah. Rebbe is saying that it's an Indian that you still that the kilo, a person incorporates HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the other rest of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the pshat? I mean, how do you ask? The ask automatically means that you're. I mean, let's take the lashon of the only Pesach. I mean, what?
But no, it means like this. If a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a person that his avoda in the world is not only to do the goof, but to bring in the hashpah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into this world. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a person, he created a goof and a neshama in it. When a person does something, when Kli Yisrael made the Mishkan, and there was no Hashuras HaShchina, they were mispalo, and there came Hashuras HaShchina, every time you do a pu'ula, the ma'aseh that you do is the guf pu'ula. The tefillah brings the bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the neshama of the pu'ula. It's kind of, when a person does things that are oiske halten with this world's klalim, and that's where the matzliach, there's a yesh miyesh to it. When a person does something and there's a sense of a bracha minal in what he's doing, then he's bringing a shefa of elikos into it, parallel to the neshama that's in a person. So when I do something b'yadayim u'betfila, the whole thing takes on a tzura of something that has a bracha, a sim of bracha makar from el yayim. The tefillah is not, it's meant to bring in this chelik of Ha'aretz Panim and Hashpah HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be memalek with teichen. It's not replacing the Yadayim. When I daven for Parnasa, I say Baruch Aleinu, the same bracha, the Baruch Hashanim. I'm being mispalo for some sort of neshama, so to speak, to fill my ma'is Yadayim. B'noyam Hashem Aleinu. I want that my dvarim should be mitzchein and the mele, it's a derivative from him. Mm-hmm. I'm not replacing my asir with it. I'm incorporating it.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, somebody told me a very fascinating thing today. There's somebody here, an old physicist, the nephew of Fragenfeld Mendelwitz, and he had a chava who was lifted very recently, Dr. Rosenfeld, also a very big physicist, who's instrumental in some of the things for the computers, some of the more fundamental circuits, I think. I don't remember what he was. But he said the following. He said, you know, everyone knows that in the Megillah, there is no mention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, because it's Behesta. He went and checked the gematria of every word in the Megillah. I assume he had a computer program. I don't assume that he did it by hand. There, except for the number one, which is impossible to get a gematria out of, or two, but from the first number you get a gematria, you have all the numbers, pull the last numbers, in a normal curve like every other thing. There are only two numbers that are not in the Megillah. And that's, the two gematrias that don't exist in the Megillah. 26, which is Shem Avaya, and 65, which is the Shem of Atmos. So it's Anoichi Hasta Asta. Not only isn't the name mentioned, but not even a remes that is mentioned. Hmm. So just extraordinary. Everybody has his angle, but it's double Pella. It's a double Hester. There's a Hester that doesn't say, and it's not. Purim. A Freilichen Purim. And that's Hashem. Next week we'll do it at a regular time.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll try to make it the hour earlier.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. And I guess you're correct for being mistaken in the Simcha. Okay, call them. Bye.